The Intern by Elena Lund, narrated by Lily Ward. He is standing in one of the corners of the brightly lit room. The buzzing of quiet voices bounces in between the walls, and a jazz quartet is playing jazzy covers of modern pop songs. It sounds awful, if not even inappropriate for a gallery opening. Or maybe it's just Linda who has a negative outlook and is way too critical, as her colleague had called it. It doesn't matter. She's not here for the music, and it's not very hard to ignore the band playing Taylor Swift in the wrong tempo when the ceiling lights make Lucas's shirts almost see-through. He has a glass of Prosecco in his left hand, and he has barely touched it. Although he is standing far away from her, which makes it impossible to hear what he says, she can see that he is really into the discussion he is having. He makes big gestures with his right hand and points to the art in the ceiling. He is talking to a middle-aged woman in boots and with her brown hair in a tight bun. If she says something funny, he will form his hand into a handgun and pretend to fire it her way. It is a fascinating gesture, almost lame, but when Lucas does it, looks charming and attractive. The woman with the bun and the boots is probably the artist of the enormous pieces of fabric that hangs from the ceiling. The material is dyed in all the blue nuances of the ocean, and it looks like it falls slowly and calmly. It is beautiful and relaxing, which makes jazz music feel even more wrong. Lucas's tie is tied loosely around his neck, and it is evident that he had the theme of the art show in mind when he picked it out. But it is way too green, and Linda considers if she should go over to him and tell him later that night that she could sneak up behind him and place her hand on his lower back. Not hard, but with enough force for him to feel her hand against his skin through his shirt. When he turns around, she will smile and say, "How nice of you to try to match the art. It's a shame it's the wrong nuance." They are the same height when Linda wears high heels, so she will be able to look him in the eyes without tilting her head. When he is not quite sure what to say, Lucas will blink twice with his long and magical eyelashes, like an animal or a child in a pageant. Linda will keep her hand there on his lower back until the spot where they almost touch becomes hotter than the rest of his body. But now she is standing 15 meters away from him, so all she can do is watch him, just as she has done since her internship started. It sucks that she has gotten herself into this situation, so completely blown away, longing for an older man with authority. But at least she is an intern, and she doesn't work there, so in theory, he isn't her boss. So it could be worse, she thinks. It definitely could be worse, because at least she is sure that he is interested in her, too. They have touched each other 4 times since Linda started her internship. Their first touch was when Linda's mentor showed the lunchroom on her first day earlier that spring. The kitchen was lit up by the early morning light.